The way it works is that when we graduate, we have a year called OPT, it's called Optional Practical Training. That's
Meet Nusheen. She is a native of Iran, educated at the University at Buffalo. She is fluent in Farsi and English, studied French for 2 years, understands some Turkish, and can read Arabic. For her postgraduate training, Nusheen sought to work in the Buffalo area and applied to Every Person Influences Children, where she was eventually hired as a family services coordinator. Tara Burgess is EPIC's Director of Operations and Family Engagement.
Just blew me out of the water. Really very well-spoken and kind of more mature for her age than you would have expected.
Burgess added that the folks at EPIC were so impressed by Nusheen's skills and demeanor that they created her position. They were aware of her student visa status at the time of hire. That visa is set to expire in a few weeks. Nusheen's next step is to apply for an H-1B working visa. EPIC President Michelle Urbancic says the agency will sponsor her to stay, but they were surprised to learn about some of the complications in the process.
First, she goes into a lottery system, and because she was educated here, and because there is a need for her job, she has a better chance in the lottery system.
United States Citizenship and Immigration Services has received more than 236,000 applications for 2017 for a process capped at 85,000. It costs $2,000 to apply. Urbancic says EPIC will gladly cover that. But Nusheen must pay an estimated $3,000 to $6,000 out of pocket for legal fees. If she were to be denied, EPIC would get a refund, but Nusheen would not. Urbancic says her organization does not take a political stance, but in light of immigration talk in Washington, D.C., she wants to be assured her employee will at least get a fair look.
We want to make sure that before she goes down this road and spends these dollars on attorney fees and just the process, that it's right for her and that it's actually being looked at the way it's supposed to be.
WBFO asked USCIS if Nusheen's citizenship might affect her ability to be reviewed for a new visa. A USCIS contact emailed us back explaining she could not comment on individual cases, but she did say that Nusheen's application, if picked in the lottery, would be reviewed on its own merits. Nusheen makes clear that she wants to stay. She says Iranians, contrary to how they're portrayed by American media, actually like the West. Most Iranians, she explained, see America as big city life, like New York City. But Nusheen has fallen in love with Buffalo and its people.
This was different. Like, it was a small city and it was very different. But I came to like it a lot. And I love it and I love its people. And I think this is where my kind of work at least can be most beneficial than maybe bigger cities.
And EPIC has fallen in love with Nusheen and what she brings to their agency. Tara Burgess.
When she's speaking with participants, you can hear that there's a certain amount of empathy there. So she really understands what it is that they're going through and has a very calm way about her. She doesn't get rattled too easily.
EPIC's leadership is concerned they will lose a popular coworker and one that Urbancic says has the skill sets that are very difficult to find elsewhere.
It's putting us in a very nerve-wracking situation, not knowing Nusheen's fate. And it puts her in a nerve-wracking situation, not knowing her fate. So, from an agency standpoint, there was no question about it. It was the right thing to do because it's the right skill set for the job and for EPIC.
Late last week, USCIS spokesperson Anita Rios-Moore advised WBFO in an email that the agency was conducting its business as it did before President Trump's first executive order, restricting travel from 7 mostly Muslim nations, including Iran. That order was blocked in court, but a revision is in the works, and another legal challenge is expected. Meanwhile, Nusheen must decide whether to take a very expensive risk in order to stay. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.